So, okay, bear with me. The Last of Us Season 2, it's no longer Cordyceps. It's now Massospora. Cicadina has taken over, and all remaining humans become infected with it and are running around having a giant orgy. But, plot twist, no one has any genitals because they've fallen off. Or any asses. It's just... It's a nightmare. That's what it is.
Hello, and welcome to The Bisexual Biologist. My name is Riley, your host of the show, and this is a podcast where we talk queerness, nature, and everything in between.
Okay, girlies, it's Pride Month, and to celebrate, cicadas are acting gay. The recent super emergence of periodical cicadas in their trillions across North America has been dubbed Cicadageddon, the likes of which hasn't been seen in decades. As the Great Southern Brood and the Northern Illinois Brood both reach their respective 13th and 17th years of life, triggering the grand emergence from the underground. But there's a fatal twist. Majority of them will emerge infected by a fungal pathogen that causes them to become extremely hypersexual and even homosexual. Let's jump into this gay version of A Bug's Life. Okay, so before we dive into the main topic of this episode, the fatal infection of cicadas by a fungal pathogen, let's do a little crash course on what a cicada is, because some of you may not know what a cicada is. You may never have seen one before. Most likely you would have heard one because they are extremely fucking loud. If you have lived somewhere where they emerge in summertime, you will know that it is sometimes impossible to exist. I remember once going outside to my parents' place on a summer evening. You know, I wanted to have a nice relaxing night, sit outside, beer, just, you know, enjoy the serenity of nature. These motherfuckers were so noisy, I could not sit outside for longer than a minute. My ears were ringing. It was deafening. So cicadas, we love you, but God, you are noisy. Okay, so what's a cicada, you might be asking? Cicadas are insects. So they are from the class Insecta, the family Cicadidae, and the genus Magicicada is who we are going to be talking about today. So there are seven species within this genus, and they are all found only within the eastern parts of Northern America. So when you think of a cicada, it's a pretty stock standard insect. So think six legs and three body parts with a head, a thorax, and an abdomen. They have wings as well when they have emerged into their final adult form. So this particular group of seven species, as I said, was found only in Northern America, and they're known as periodical cicadas, as all individuals in a local population are developmentally synchronized to emerge at adults at the same time. So in the Northern Hemisphere, this usually occurs in early May into June, and that's what a brood is. So earlier I said the Great Southern Brood and the Northern Illinois Brood. So a brood is the year or a group of cicadas that were all born at the same year, and they all emerge at the same time 13 to 17 years later. So they have a very interesting life cycle where 99% of it is spent underground in a juvenile state known as a nymph. So in biology, a nymph is the juvenile form of invertebrates, particularly insects, which undergo gradual metamorphosis. Still got it. Okay, so that's a nymph for you. That's what that means. So, okay, back to these cicadas. So as I was saying, they spend 99% of their lives underground as juveniles, as nymphs, and they spend majority of it just below the surface, feeding on the roots of trees. So whilst living underground in this nymph form, cicadas will feed on the xylem fluids from the roots of deciduous trees above them. In the spring of their 13th or 17th year of living underground, this particular genus of cicadas, Magicicada, the brood of nymphs will emerge at the same time and in tremendous numbers. So when early May arrives in the Northern Hemisphere, the nymphs collectively build exit tunnels and a mass exit to the world above occurs. This can sometimes happen overnight, with all brood members crawling free by sunrise. And this can times often be like billions or trillions of cicadas. So they're like everywhere, like all over the forest floor. Oof, lots of bugs. From this point on, they will then attach themselves to the bark of a nearby tree and undergo one final body transformation, which is molting their exoskeleton to reveal their beautiful winged adult bodies. In Bug's Life, when the beautiful caterpillar goes through his metamorphosis and comes out as a beautiful butterfly with the tiniest little wings ever. It's quite funny. Back to cicadas and some fun facts. So these Magicicada species, a winged adults have two red compound eyes, a black dorsal thorax, translucent wings with orange veins. Sexy. The abdomen may be orange, black, or striped with orange and black. Okay, so they can be orange on the underside, black on the other side, or they can have a stripe of orange or black. And they range from sizes from 2.4 to 3.3 centimeters. So they're a little bit smaller than cicadas in Australia, because the ones I am familiar with here are much larger than that. I would say they're like up to 6 centimeters of big cicada. And they're usually green, black, or brown from memory. The black ones used to be really rare. Anyway, going off topic. And a fun little fact, which I find quite interesting, is that they are able to tell how many years they've been underground because they can count. So what these nymphs do, because they feed on the xylem, which is one of the tubules of a plant, we have xylem and phloem. Xylem is for water and minerals. Phloem transports the nutrients or sugars that the plants make throughout the plant. So the nymphs are able to detect changes in the structure of the xylem due to the trees above, which are deciduous, losing their leaves each autumn. So they notice that the trees have dropped their leaves, the structure of the xylem will change, and they count that as a year. They do this pretty well. They can count to 13 or 17, spot on. So I find that really interesting that a little insect can count to 13 and 17. I can't do simple math in my head, so
pretty cool. For a little bug, can count to 13 and 17. Sexy.
So I think we're pretty much on board with what a cicada is. Insect, 6 legs, 3 body parts. They can fly when they're adult. They live underground for 99% of their lives. This particular species, group of species called Magic Cicada, what we're talking about, only found in the northeastern parts of North America. Only found in the eastern parts of North America, I should say. Once they have emerged, the adult life cycle or life stage is quite short, usually only 4 to 6 weeks, and it's only for mating. There's not much else purpose to this stage of their life. It's to come up after being on the ground for 17 years, come up, make some noise, have a giant orgy, die. Sounds pretty fun. Once they shed their exoskeleton and emerge as fully fledged wings adults, they are active for about 4 to 6 weeks. So after 4 to 5 days of the grand emergence of the brood, the males will begin singing in choruses as the females wait nearby on trees. The males alternate between singing and flying around until they find a suitable mate. Both sexes will mate with several partners during the adult life stage. The females can also lay up to 500 eggs and usually place the eggs in small slits of twigs on trees or on the ground. After this, the female will drop dead and then soon to be followed by the male, neither living past early July. The new nymphs will hatch and the journey underground as a collective new brood will begin, and they will emerge in either 13 to 17 years, depending on the particular species of this genus. Okay, so let's get into the dark side of this beautiful emergence of life, the fungal pathogen that has infected most of them and what it's going to do to them, because it's pretty gnarly on a scientific level. It's quite cool, but also pretty fucked up. Okay, so the upcoming super emergence. Oh, I'm going to backtrack. So this upcoming super emergence indicates that there was a very successful mating brood emergence 17 years ago. The brooding behavior exists mainly to overwhelm predators. So this is a classic safety in numbers concept. If the population is so large that even with predation occurring, the sheer number of individuals means that many will reproduce before shortly dropping dead. So safety in numbers, it's a good biological thing. So now that we have a baseline understanding of what these deafening forest cuties are, let's unpack the hypersexual pathogenic fungus. Well, the villain of this story is an entomophorallian fungus, which in normal terms is a pathogen of insects known as Massospora cicadina. Sounds Spanish. Massospora cicadina. It is the only known pathogen that is synchronized to the cicada's life cycle. So the mycosis or the fungal infection of the cicadas occurs in 2 stages. So stage 1 is the infected cicadas who emerge as adults produce haploid conidiospores. Cicadas will produce fungal spores of the pathogen, which are capable of infecting other actively chorusing adult cicadas. So all the adults have emerged, some of them are infected, they produce spores, they can then hit another cicada, attach to another cicada, brush up against another cicada, and they will infect it. But one cicada, adult cicada, gets infected as another adult cicada, if that makes sense. Stage 2 is later on and involves the same spores, which then fall to the ground from infected adult cicadas. They then infect the newly born nymphs as they burrow underground through the soil, and then they emerge as infected adults in 13 to 17 years' time. Ooh, brutal, brutal life stage. So you can be infected as an adult during the 4 to 6 weeks of your life and die, or you can be born and start your life journey and also get infected and then live for 13 to 17 years carefree as a nymph underground and then come up and die faster than usual because something pretty bad happens to you if you're infected, and I'll tell you right now. So what this infection does. So once the adults are infected, the fungal spores will go into their body, move down into their abdomen, and erupt from their abdominal section, causing it to fall off. So one third of their body, which is usually quite larger, the abdomen, than the other parts. So half their body, let's say, falls off. It drops to the ground. And with that, their genitals also fall off. So the now breached abdomen will be exposed as the infecting, fruiting body of spores, I'll say. So basically, their abdomen will fall off and it'll be replaced by a fruiting body of the fungus, which is made of spores, little tiny things, looks like little ribbons coming out of it, allowing for the dispersal. So that's pretty gross, but also pretty interesting that a higher section of the cicada can drop off and it's still technically alive. Let's unpack this a little bit more if you're still with me. So the adults were observed, study by J.R. Cooley et al. 2018, were observed dragging their fungal body. Ew. Adults were observed dragging their fungal body, leaving a trail of infectious spores on trees behind them. The clever little pathogen is also able to produce an amphetamine that increases the sex drive of the cicadas, making them extremely horny. Even though they are already extremely horny because their entire purpose of life right now is to mate, but they're becoming hypersexual with this infection because it creates an amphetamine that increases their sex drive, making them extremely horny for all their brood counterpart. Not only does it do this, males infected with the disease will also observe changing their behavior. So this is where it gets kind of cool and interesting because we're going to like how a pathogen can literally change the chemistry and functioning of a particular species into doing something completely different. So this is the gay part that we were talking about. So males were seen wing flicking in response to the calls of other males. So this particular behavior of wing flicking is only a behavior that is done by sexually receptive females, which they do to attract a mate that they hear calling. So they'll flick their wings to know that they're like, I'm ready. Males that are infected with Massospora cicadina have been observed doing this. So they're pretending that they are females to get other males who are not infected to come over to them and try to mate with them, thus touching their exposed fungal booty and then infecting the other male. Fungal booty. It's quite nice. Gross. So this means that they are tricking non-infected males, like I just said, to fly over and attempt to mate with them, thus becoming in contact with the fungal body of the deceptive male and contracting the disease themselves. This then doubles the number of cicadas that are infected individual comes in contact with, because not only is if it's a male cicada that's infected, will try to mate with females, but they also are attracting males. So they're getting with the whole population. It is a queer party for everyone. Unfortunately, the fungal pathogen is running the show, which is not nice. So this is theorized to be caused by the pathogen's manipulation of the victim's endocrine or nervous system. That's pretty cool. This is kind of like in The Last of Us, if anyone's watched that, where cordyceps, another type of fungus, which does actually exist in insects, is able to take over the host's body and control them. So in ants, if they get infected by the cordyceps fungus, they will literally crawl up to a higher point in the canopy or like plants or something to a vantage point, latch on, die, and be stuck there. And then the pathogen, the cordyceps, will erupt from their head in a fruiting body of spores. So that's what The Last of Us is based off, if that was able to be transferred to humans. So, okay, bear with me. The Last of Us Season 2, it's no longer cordyceps. It's now Massospora cicadina has taken over and all remaining humans become infected with it and are running around having a giant orgy. But plot twist, no one has any genitals because they've fallen off, or any asses. It's just, it's a nightmare. That's what it is. Gross. Okay, so these findings were not unique to Magicicada massospora. These findings raise the possibility that the general phenomenon of zombie insects may also include parasites that specifically hijack the host's sexual behaviors, which is kind of what's going on here. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting. So to summarize what we've learned today, or what you might not have learned because you probably zoned out long ago, is that periodical cicadas emerge in North America and the eastern parts. This particular genus, known as Magicicada, is made up of 7 species. A cicada is an insect. They have 6 legs, 3 body parts, and 2 wings in this case. They emerge every 13 to 17 years, depending on the particular type of species. They are called periodical because of this. They spend 99% of their life underground as a nymph, which is a juvenile form of an insect. They feed on the xylem roots of deciduous trees above, and they count the changes in the xylem fluid when the leaves fall off the tree every year to know when to emerge. They emerge in mass exodus as a brood. They then attach themselves to a tree nearby and molt their exoskeleton to reveal their beautiful winged bodies. Then they live for 4 to 6 weeks, and their main purpose is to mate. And in this case, this giant emergence, most of them are infected already with Massospora cicadina. So most of them are already infected with this, and they emerge, and once they have shed their exoskeleton and are a fully fledged adult, the fungus then activates itself because it knows what's going on and spreads throughout the body. The abdomen drops off, it pushes itself out as a fruiting body and it spreads its spores around, and then the giant orgy of cicadas just becomes a hot pot for transmission of this pathogen. And then the eggs that hatch a few weeks later, the nymphs crawl down through the grass into the soil to start their beautiful life underground, but most of them will encounter these microscopic spores on their way down, which have fallen from all the dead cicadas who have been infected above them, and they will become infected as a nymph, and the pathogen will lie dormant for the entire duration of its life cycle under there until it emerges as an adult and then quickly takes over and replaces its abdomen and genitals. So thank you for listening in and tuning into this episode. This is my first full-length episode that I'm doing on the podcast, so bear with me. It will get better, I promise. It's a passion project of mine that I just wanted to do. It's really hard to do this, so I'm learning along the way, so I'm sure there's lots of cringy moments or bits where you can hear me lip smacking or saying ums or breathing really heavily. So thank you for listening the whole way through. If you have, I hope you found it interesting. I have a lot more content that I've gotten drafted up that I will be publishing soon, so thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, remember this: nature is gay, so don't hide your DNA. See ya.